So our first guest today will be Leanne Zelog, and she is the owner and president of Simply Put LLC. Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me, David.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So Simply Put LLC, where'd you get the name Simply Put?
I am a training consultant and a keynote speaker, and I find that audiences like things put simply. They can understand it. Ways that they can understand things. I promote my business that I provide practical skills for a more purposeful life. Simple, plain and simple. Very easy techniques, knowledge, easy to understand and easy to implement. Simply put.
Well, it actually appears to be the right name then. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You know, I do find common sense is uncommon. Would we not agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you can keep things very simple and direct, it makes it very easy to understand. One of the things that I'll talk about training, because we're going to be talking about, obviously, training and development today, mm-hmm. Is that sometimes when you're dealing with training and you're going into a half-day seminar or you're going into a full-day seminar, people get tired. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking for takeaways that they can come out of a training session or they come out of a leadership development session. How do you address that in your training?
I do a variety of things. Obviously, engagement is key to getting people engaged. Giving them information, giving them inspiration, but also getting them up on their feet, getting them engaged with a various activity or engaged with each other. I find that I want to provide them information, but they also have a lot of expertise, a lot of knowledge that they can share with each other. So I engage them and encourage them to share their experiences, their knowledge with one another. So I break them into groups, have them have a lot of conversation about the various subject matter we're speaking about, and then I have them all report out. So all of us are sharing knowledge and experience together.
So obviously, looking at your site, which is clearly, what is your name, not your company name?
Yes, I see.
It's funny. Usually, I go on these sites prior to, and it just happened to be that I looked on here. I went, wait a minute, It's not. So,
when I started my business, I didn't have a name for my business yet, so I was going by, and my name has a lot of recognition too.
Sure.
So I went with Leanne Zelog for a long time and toyed with various names for my business, and it probably wasn't until 12 to 18 months later that I found the right name. It really was an evolution. I tried a couple of different things in my mind.
Sure.
And then just one day, it was like that light bulb went on after I did a class, and someone said to me, you know, you put things so simply. It's so easy. And it was like, simply put.
The light goes on
at
that point.
Right, exactly. So it was meant to be.
So your website is Leanne, L-E-E-A-N-N, Zelog, S-Z-E-L-O-G.com.
Yes.
And one of the things I noticed on here in under the training, you call it the art of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about that, because a number of the courses that you're really looking at focus on communication.
Right. I would say I specialize in communication. Now, that is a huge gamut, everything from, you know, individual communication to communicating with leadership and management development, sales, presentation skills. It also incorporates attitude. But communication, in this day and age, we have more ways to communicate, but I find our communication is worse than ever. We have more ways to connect to each other, yet we seem more disconnected than ever before. So my communication, the art of human relations, is really getting people to getting back to the basics of communication and human interaction. Now, that doesn't just mean one-on-one communication, but it also is taking that human interaction and those emotions and trying to get it into all of the electronic communication we do, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn or email or phone or texting. We can create that same emotion and engage people electronically as well as in person. So I really focus on getting people to communicate with each other, really drawing upon the emotional element, because we're so driven by technology and information this day and age, we've forgotten the power of the human spirit. And that's what I really focus on, David.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We have all the high tech. You know, all the high tech gadgetry out there. We're on our smartphones. We're on our, you know, iPads. We're on our, you know, tablets, if you want to call them. It really does change the way people communicate. And I think I see it when certainly we're doing, even in speaking classes. You and I do speaking at times, and you see them. They're all head down, right?
Yes.
They're looking at the phone.
Yes.
I see it in our children, right? You know, if they're with their friends, they don't talk much anymore.
No,
they don't. Matter of fact, they can be in the same room and text one another to have a conversation. And it's spilling into the workplace.
Yes.
And this is an interesting dynamic. And so we are kind of losing that high-touch world that really is critical to developing an environment, you know, a culture. You know, how do people have to deal with that? Because it does affect profitability at the end of the day.
It absolutely does. And, you know, this is the HR Power Hour. This is, you know, hopefully a lot of human resources people are listening. Human resources is usually looked at as a cost center, but you can look at it as a profit center if you invest in the development of your employees, because a company's greatest expense is usually the employees, the salaries and benefits. Companies also have great expense when it comes to investments in technology, investments in marketing. But we sometimes, we're a little short-sighted on the investment in our people. We're paying salaries and benefits, but we need to invest in them, in their development, in their education, because they are going to be the ones that actually deliver on whatever that marketing promise is. If a customer has a problem, who are they going to call? They're going to call a human being. If somebody has a problem with technology, they're going to contact a human being. It still is a human being that is behind everything that's happening within a company. So it's important that companies invest in the education and development of their employees so they know how to interact in a professional manner with customers and with clients. That's so very important. And make sure that they're delivering on their vision, their mission, whatever their marketing promise is. And you're right. It's interesting to me because our society has become so accustomed to having our cell phones or our mobile devices.
So true.
And we have almost trained ourselves to think, I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. So it always has to be right there.
Immediate answers.
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. Yeah. But I challenge everybody to think about, be afraid of what you're going to miss in person, one-on-one, in the present moment. If you are so distracted by that device and missing something on that device, what are you missing in the present world? You're missing a lot. You're missing that human interaction, that engagement, that emotional connection that we all need and desire as human beings.
There's no question. I think, you know, companies are struggling right now to figure out how to balance the communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking a lot about, you hear in the news recently a lot about flex time.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Yahoo is going the opposite way, you know, pulling back a little bit on flex time and other companies as well. So there is this question mark of what is too much communication.
Mm-hmm.
I know I get emails every day. And it was interesting. I had done a seminar for 3 days and had really not been able to check my email, only on my phone. And when I got to my email, I didn't realize that when I downloaded it on Outlook, it was almost 1,000 emails.
Oh, my gosh. That's
in
crazy.
3 days.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't look that much when you're looking on the phone, right?
Yeah.
But I think about the fact that that's what people get every day in their inbox. Now, a lot of it was junk.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. It's still something that takes time away from you doing your everyday work. You know, work environment. So, you know, how do you recommend that a company looks at their processes and looks at how they communicate? How do you take about that? Because it's not just about training, it's about follow-up
and
the process that's involved.
Yep.
What's your recommendation?
Yep. Well, it's really balancing the way I look at it is balancing high-tech with high-touch. We have to have that high-touch. We're losing that every single day. But it's also important, and don't misunderstand me, technology is great. It has helped us communicate much more efficiently, much more conveniently, but we have to keep that high touch in place as well. So how do they go about that? Well, they need to look at their own culture, first of all. What are their employees saying? Is there a disconnect between employees? Do they need to be working on some teamwork? Do they need to get their employees connected with each other? Are they so disconnected that they can't work efficiently and effectively together? So it really, I think it takes looking inward, asking your employees for their feedback, and determining, and then looking at your strategic plan and looking at where the disconnects are. What are our employees saying? What's our strategic plan? What are our customers saying? Looking at all those, that great feedback, and then looking for the gaps and determining, okay, where do we need to work? What do we need to work on? A lot of times it comes down to, teamwork or employee engagement, customer attraction, retention, and expansion. Companies who want to really attract, retain, and expand relationships, they need to make sure their employees know how to build relationships and establish relationships and retain relationships.
We're talking with Leanne Zelog of Simply Put LLC. This is the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Are you frustrated with medical care today? Does it make you angry that your doctor spends more time looking at the computer screen than at you? Does it seem like your doctor is out the door in 5 minutes? There is a better alternative. At Champy Family Practice, Dr. Michael Champy and his dedicated staff make taking care of patients their priority. They are a cash-friendly direct pay practice, which is the perfect option for people with no insurance, high deductibles, and health savings accounts. Unlike other practices, they post their prices in the office and even online. Get modern medical care delivered the old-fashioned way. For more information, call ChampyFamilyPractice.com. That's C-I-A-M-P-I. Or call 774-1222. Champy Family Practice is located at 380 Lincoln Street in South Portland. Champy Family Practice. Continuing a tradition of medical excellence in Greater Portland since 1959.
Established in 2009, CrossFit Cascabe is Portland's most experienced strength training facility. CrossFit is the principal strength and conditioning program for many police academies, elite special forces, champion martial artists, housewives, children, and everything in between. At CrossFit Cascabe, you'll be able to reduce stress, manage weight and body composition, enhance physical strength and endurance, improve flexibility, and recover from injury or illness in a safe environment. The time is now. Stop in for a free demo. For more information, please visit CrossFitCascobay.com. CrossFit Casco Bay, forging elite fitness.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with Leanne Zelog of Simply Put. And we've been talking about training, we've been talking about organizations that are looking to enhance engagement and drive profit through successful communication, really,
right.
is what
yes,
we're talking
right.
about. So talk to me a little bit about that in terms of what you think are key areas that they need to focus on.
Well, we need to always remember that most businesses are in the human relations business. They're in the customer business. We get so overwhelmed, as I mentioned, with information and technology, but we're still in the customer service business. There's a couple of statistics that I'll just share about how important human relations skills are for your employees, how important good communication and interpersonal skills are for employees in order to drive good business, creating business, attracting business, retaining business. The first statistic is satisfied customers tell five people about the good service they receive, where dissatisfied customers tell 10 people about the bad service. So we need to take a look at what sort of service are your employees delivering? Is it good or is it bad? Because people talk a lot more about that bad service than the good service. And think about what is your most important asset in your company. It's probably your employees. So all the more reason that you need to invest in their development, so as I said before, so they can deliver that good service that you are promising through your marketing, and hopefully create loyal customers who are going to then refer more business. The difference between satisfied and loyal: satisfied customers, you have the risk of losing them. Loyal customers, you've developed a rich relationship with them. They're going to refer business to you.
Absolutely.
And your employees can help develop those loyal customers.
No, you're absolutely correct. It's, you know, whether it's an internal customer or an external customer, you know, communication between anyone in an organization. Mm-hmm. I remember that we were talking about a marketing pamphlet for CMA. And one of the key things that happens, we were trying to figure out the right verbiage. Mm-hmm. And somebody on the team said, "Geez, you know, this is an awful lot of words here. We've got a lot on this marketing." And one of my employees keenly looked over and goes, "Dave, yes, isn't the only way to communicate through words, pretty much, if you want them to know?" And there was this pause and look on my face of, duh.
Yeah.
You know, here I am trying to simplify it almost to the point of like six words on the page. And he goes, "And how do you plan to explain it with, you know, like going through hoops and doing a juggling act?"
Right.
And I went, so succinct, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting. Obviously, the written communication, we do have to solely rely on words. Mm-hmm. But when we're one-on-one, and even through email, texting, Facebook, there are other components to our communication, such as body language and tone.
And tone, especially tone.
Yes. But body language, too, is, you know, body language is much more heavily weighted in communication than the words. We think the words we say are so very important, and they are. But our body language and our tone, or our tone, Dave.
Yes, on the radio, words are important.
Right, exactly. And tone is important. So get it right, Dave. No, I'm just kidding. That's my tone coming through. But my point is, tone is so very important. People have to start looking at themselves in a mirror. That's the only way they're going to be able to enhance their skills, change their behavior to make sure it's consistently positive, productive, efficient, and effective. Our tone and our body language are so vitally important.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that you and I have spoken a little bit before the show having to do with the challenges of change in an organization, whether it be from a culture side, whether it be from buy-in. I know you brought some information you wanted to share on change.
Just a couple of quick little things about change. First of all, I don't know too many people who love change. You know, as a human species, we kind of
we shy away.
Thank you, Dave. We shy away from change. We're afraid of change. We don't like change. So, if you are investing in trying to change the behavior of employees, understand a couple of things. One, it's an evolution. It's not going to happen overnight. Changing behavior is very difficult, and I'll tell you why. So you listeners out there, I have a couple of fun things you can do right now. And Dave, you can do it along with me.
Okay.
And Deb. Okay, so cross your arms in front of you. You know, cross your chest, just like cross your arms in front of you.
All right, crossed.
Now, whatever arm is on top, reverse it and put the other arm. How does that feel?
Awkward.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, clasp, again, audience, you can participate. Clasp your hands in front of you on
a
desk.
If you're driving, don't clasp your hands.
Thank you. Yeah. And don't cross your arms. Thank you, Dave.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah. You can do this
just
later.
Just because it's a radio audience.
Yeah. Thank
you. Think this through.
Yes, thank you.
That is a safety warning from the HR Power Hour.
Thank you very much, Dave. But you can try this at home or in your office. Clasp your hands in front of you on your lap, on a desk. Whatever thumb is on top, reverse it and put the other thumb. How does that feel?
Of course, awkward.
Awkward, funny. The point is, with both of those examples, is the human mind is very, very efficient. Once the human mind picks up on a pattern or a habit, it is very difficult to break that habit, as I just demonstrated with those two. And when you are trying to make a change, something as easy as what we just did, it's going to feel funny. It's going to be difficult. So I caution people and tell them that if you are trying to change a behavior, if I have given you some knowledge, a skill, a concept, a technique that you are going to implement in your life, just know that it's going to feel funny because you are trying to make a change, but you have to keep at it. It's like reprogramming your computer. You have to reprogram your mind because your mind is so efficient. It picks up those habits very, very quickly, very, very easily. So just be aware that change is difficult. And for businesses, if you're trying to change behavior, trying to change culture, it is an evolution and it takes time.
Yeah, I remember from certainly listening and reading some things from Stephen Covey. He talks about it takes, 21 days
right.
to change a habit.
Yes.
And that's what the reprogramming you're really talking
right.
about.
Exactly.
And that it is a behavioral shift.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of that.
Yeah. And oftentimes with training, I think companies, they bring in trainers and we give them information and leave, and that's the end of it. It has to be an evolution. It has to be tied to your strategic objectives. It has to be tied to whatever your priorities are, and it has to leverage everything else that you have going on in your business. Otherwise, your employees won't really make the connection. Well, why are we doing this? Oh, here we go again. It's the flavor of the month. But if you can tie it with everything that you're doing and leveraging it, and a key piece is holding people accountable. That is so key in driving the culture that you want and the change in the behavior that you want from your employees.
So we're talking about change. You also brought along, I know, some tips on positively influencing employees.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's positively influencing employees, but I like to talk about the fact that the programs that I do and the way that I help businesses is that it not only helps people internally with employees and their customers, but it also, because we're talking about communication, we communicate with everybody, people at home, at work. So I have a couple of really quick tips or one real major tip to give you. When you're communicating very easily, there's three ways, Dave, that we can leave people when we communicate. The three ways we can leave them in a better place, a worse place, or exactly where they are. Now, I hope I've left you in a better place today. I hope I've left the listeners in a better place. But the tip is, if we can strive, keep in our mind, if we can strive to leave people in a better place, leave everyone you interact with in a better place.
That's a great tip.
What's going to happen is you're not only going to leave them in a better place, you're going to know that you've left them in a better place. What's going to happen is it's going to come back to you.
Absolutely. You'll
and
be in
leave
a better place.
You in a better place.
Absolutely.
Very powerful concept.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've given some great information, some great basic information in terms of really communicating better. But, you've got a wild side, I see.
Yes,
here.
I do.
You have a wild side. And so tell us a little about, your passion mm-hmm. for wildlife conservation.
Yes. Well, thank you. My husband, when I first met my husband, his whole life, he was very passionate and very interested in wildlife. Long story short, he grew up and became a wildlife and nature photographer. His passion grew into his business, and he now focuses solely on wildlife and nature photography, although over the years he's done a lot of other photography. We live in Whitefield on 70 acres, and about 8 years ago, he spent a year photo documenting just the wildlife and nature on our 70 acres to show people just how closely we live to wildlife and nature. That oftentimes all we have to do is venture into our own backyards. In Maine, we have this huge natural resource in our backyards full of wonderful nature and wildlife. And through my husband and his interest and passion in nature and wildlife, that helped me to slow my life down and appreciate the natural environment, which really inspires me every single day. Helps me to live more simply, not only my business, simply put, but my whole philosophy about life is living a little more simply. So my husband and I both are very much wildlife advocates. We do presentations together about what nature and wildlife can do for your own well-being, but also the well-being of our Earth.
And you actually have a book that captures a lot of that photography, I see, called By a Maine River.
Yes, By a Maine River, A Year of Looking Closely. That was the book that came out of my husband's year-long adventure of spending a year photographing nature and wildlife on our 70 acres in Whitefield, Maine.
No, that's great. Well, you know, I got to thank you very much, Leanne, for being on the show today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And once again, all this information and the copy of this, this show will be on the HR Power Hour website, and you can download it at any time, and we will have her contact information up there, so you don't have to worry about misspelling your name.
Thank you.
So we'll make sure it's up there, and I want to then thank you very much for being on the show.
It was really my pleasure, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We will be right back.